Hello, you are listening to CITR Docs Season 3, Keep It Local, a collection of audio documentaries that explore current affairs topics in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. These documentaries were made by producers at CITR 101.9 FM, the University of British Columbia's campus and community radio station, located on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. This series was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada. To hear more CITR Docs from this season or previous seasons, look up CITR Docs on Stitcher or iTunes, or visit citr.ca/docs. These days, Metrotown is a hub of construction and new condos. While towers soar up to the sky, some tenants are receiving eviction notices on the grounds that landlords have acquired demolition or renovation permits. Despite the authority of these eviction notices, not all residents are accepting them without a fight. Julia Ferry's We Ain't Going Nowhere is a story of strength in numbers. It documents the ongoing pushback from communities in Maple Ridge who are willing to take big risks to stop the demolition of their homes.
Walking around Metro Vancouver area, we scurry beneath the scaffolding while staring down into the deep pits of construction. The mouths of these sites gape wide open, ready to swallow gulps of concrete. In the 1930s, old-growth trees used to tower in the Burrard Inlet, but now they are replaced by glass condo towers. This isn't just in Vancouver, though. In particular, Burnaby recently has seen hordes of condo towers shoot up in the last year.
The end of July, when the city council passed the downtown Metrotown plan, it was an automatic upzoning of this whole area that was essentially open the floodgates for condo development.
But can we really feel all right? Isn't it time for a change? The population of Metro Vancouver is growing. It was reported by Statistics Canada to have grown by 6.5% between 2011 and 2016. And sure enough, it's still growing. And so the demand for housing is also increasing, as well as a drive to increase the supply. However, unbridled growth of development has left many citizens vulnerable. People who have been renting their homes for 15 plus years have been evicted with little compensation and no place to go. Families with young children, the diligent worker, elderly couples, they have been evicted on the grounds that the landlord has acquired demolition or renovation permits. One group, Alliance Against Displacement, calls this dem evictions.
Yeah, my name is Ivan Drury, and I am an organizer with Alliance Against Displacement, and in Maple Ridge, I'm a supporter of the I Need a Place Tent City. My last name is spelled D-R-U-R-Y.
And so what exactly is Alliance Against Displacement?
Alliance Against Displacement is a anti-capitalist and anti-colonial organization that is developing a revolutionary politics in the in the 21st century in Western Canada through engaging the concrete needs of working class and Indigenous communities on the ground as they fight against forces of displacement and dispossession, which are things like displacement of homeless people by police and by law officers, and displacement of renters by evictions and mass like social cleansing of neighborhoods through big rezoning projects and condo developments. So we see our work as intervening to support and make more powerful the organic struggles of oppressed people in Metro Vancouver. So this work brings us into communication with people who are fighting for their lives, and we think makes us accountable to those communities, so that our politics, however radical they are never unrealistic.
So this radical politics that Ivan speaks of, it usually involved meetings with ideas of how to act as a group. They took place in unassuming rooms. One meeting was held in a childcare portable with squiggly self-portraits drawn by children. Other meetings were held in community spaces with foldable chairs and not much else. Regardless of the place, there was something radical about the meetings because it deconstructed the preconception. No, misconceptions ingrained in our society. A society with divisions and lines to define things, like where property begins and ends, zoning of neighborhoods, straight lines to divide land into blocks, divisions of people by squared-off categories. We get used to it. It becomes naturalized. But the thing is, that's how issues such as dem evictions and homelessness are separated, and allies are convinced that they are working against each other. Speaking with some of the folks that Alliance Against Displacement communicates with, it became clear, though, that the communities weren't so different.
You can pet her. Yeah, oh yeah, she loves being cuddled. You know, if you pick her up, if you're not scared of dog hair, she would love a cuddle.
Yeah?
Oh yeah. Lily. Yeah, she's gonna cuddle you.
We're in Anita Place.
Yeah.
It's in Maple Ridge on the corner of 223rd Street and St. Anne Avenue. It's on what used to be a fenced-off construction site, and it is right by a motor passway. On the way to Anita Place, walking from the bus stop, you pass boutiques, coffee shops, nice neighborhoods. And then, walking down a slope on the road, you see this mass of tarps and tents of all colors. They seem to be layered one atop the other in this organized chaos. Some tents are propped up on plastic craters to keep away from the rain. People gather around what they call the warming room, which is a plastic tent with a heater in it. Everyone seems to be bundled into themselves. They notice my presence, but keep their distance. There is a strong sense of community among its members, though. Ivan tells us about its beginnings.
So we organized... organize people in the shelter to talk about what the demands should be, like the political declaration should be for that tent city, what the agreements should be, like what are the rules to live there, how do we get along, and how would it be organized, like with that council, but to be completely operated by the residents of the camp themselves. And so on May 2nd, we had a march from the shelter down, because the shelter was opening up for another month, but we wanted to do it before the BC election. So we marched from the shelter down to this empty lot that the city had surrounded in a construction fence, I think, to stop us from going into it. So we chose a lot that was owned by the city of Maple Ridge, cut the lock on the fence, went in and set up 40 tents inside the lot. And we held a news conference and declared that we were starting this tent city, and that the main slogan was that we wanted homes, not shelters, that people would not leave it to go back into another shelter. They'd been tricked once and they wouldn't do it again. And that we were determined to stay there and not be pushed away into silence or into invisibility and silence.
Because When people are pushed into silence, it becomes so easy to create myths about who they are. People tend to characterize homeless people as drug users, lazy, violent, when majority of the time, it's just a strike of bad luck.
Yeah, I was in a car accident, which I was supposed to get a large sum of money and hit by a drunk driver. Not my fault.
My house was one of those houses that are going for demolition.
And like a domino effect, the bad luck continues. They fall into debt and are charged high interest rates when they need a loan. Employers take advantage of them because, as one Anita Place resident explains, they know they gotcha. And then there are the neighborhood aggressors. Death threats easily escalate to physical violence when you're alone. And so Anita Place serves not only as some sort of protection, but a place to develop a political voice so that the homeless population can protect their rights to life, liberty, and security of the person.
We have a multitude of people here. We have some people that are on drugs trying to get off, of course. We have mentally challenged people. We have all kinds of people here. We have old people like myself. We have young people that couldn't live at home for whatever the reason may be. They are here. And while they're here, they are protected. So we are our own police, we are our own fire department, we are our own EMS. Everything they do, we do right here. So, yeah. You don't have to be certified to save a life.
Yeah.
You don't have to be certified to tell somebody they're sick. You don't have to be certified to walk through your community and make sure everybody's okay.
That's Kitchen Dave.
I'm known as the grumpy old guy.
He heard about Anita Place volunteering for the Salvation Army. With his home up for demolition and soon to be homeless, he felt that he would be a lot safer surrounded by a community, and he knew he could help a lot of people as well.
We don't care who they are, or where they come from, or what walk of life they are, or what color they are. If they OD in this area and we hear about it, they are not going to die, quite simply put. We will revive them somewhere. That was one of the bigger things that brought me here, and the next thing that brought me here was the fact that what they were fighting for is justifiable. They were fighting for non-supportive housing, a place to live, i.e. something with a reasonable rent. Because I'm on pension myself, I'm on CPP, and I don't have a big CPP, so I myself fit the category of this fight. Because I need affordable housing, but I don't need a babysitter. I'm quite capable of taking care of myself.
July, when the city council passed the downtown Metrotown plan, it was an automatic upzoning of this whole area that was essentially open the floodgates for condo development.
Downtown Metrotown plan that would put 3,000 units at risk, which is around 6,000 people and probably more.
Town things are more extreme than normal. And there's like 6,000 people or so living in those spaces, and they have nowhere to go because the vacancy rates are like almost zero. And when they demolish 3,000 units of housing, the vacancy rates will be less than zero.
So that strike of bad luck that was a drunk driver for Dwayne and a demolition for Kitchen Dave, that bad luck is going to become more widespread. But rather than bending over and allowing the invisible forces of market to push the residents out, in Metrotown, they will stand their ground.
It's a very emotional time for all of us. You know, we're all strangers that have come together as a family, really, a neighborhood family, and we have to help each other. You know, we have to stand beside each other, and we have to be united. You know, it's these people. This organization here
This interview was taken at a town hall meeting organized by Alliance Against Displacement to talk about the occupation of some of the homes that are scheduled for demolition. The lady wanted to stay anonymous, but she wanted to appreciate the group for bringing people together
to each other as human beings on this planet to to stand, and stand tall and fight the giants at City Hall, because they're running over us with their bulldozers. Really, they're running over our lives with their bulldozers, you know. And it's just time now to step forward and be brave and be strong and have courage and say that I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it, at least not without saying something or attempting to defend ourselves. You know, we can't be mute forever.
And so by occupying Anita Place, and soon these houses up for demolitions, Alliance Against Displacement hopes to redefine the way people relate to land, a transition from proprietorship to land-based relationships. Because with proprietorship, the ownership of land trumps the collective well-being of those who use it. On the other hand, land use relationships will prioritize humans rather than the commodity that the humans are on, resulting in the ability for those humans to steward that commodity and returning the benefits they reap back to society at large. But that benefit will only come with homes. Provided by who? Well, that's another question, and it depends on who wants to practice that reciprocity. In the meantime,
come out and talk to us. Check it out. I mean, just look at your bank statement. Most people are only like two checks away from being out here themselves, right? And we'll help you out when you come out.
Thank you so much to Ott for providing the introductory song, to Ivan, Alliance Against Displacement, and the attendees of the town hall for their insight on dem evictions, to Dwayne, Kitchen Dave, and Sandy for giving us a glimpse of Anita Place, and to Lawrence Keough for collaborating with the transition songs. Some tracks have also been kindly given by Free Music Archive. Credit to Bison de l'Enfant Sauvage with Old Empty Clouds, and Dr. Turtle with Intellectual Fly Past. And a great big thank you to Alex DeBoer for helping me put this radio doc together. Till next time, peace!